So let's just bow our heads. I have a message from the Lord. Father, I pray, open our eyes of understanding. Lord, you see, you know every heart. The thoughts that are passing through every heart right now. You hear even the words we do not verbalize. You know the intents and the thoughts of every single heart. Lord, I am asking, even as you know what we're thinking, send your word and address our thoughts. Heal every heart that may be broken right now. Every hardened heart, Lord, you said you will take out and you will replace with a heart of flesh. You said a new heart, a new spirit will I give unto you. Lord, take every heart, whatever condition our hearts are, even as you turn the hearts of kings according to your will. Turn, be it a broken heart, be it a hardened heart, be it a heart that is heavy, filled with thoughts of depression, depressing thoughts. Lord, touch every heart. Send your word. Transform our hearts into a good ground. And send your word to heal, to feel, to address, to bring deliverance. Lord, healing, your word that never returns to you void, that's what we ask for. Lord, as I ask, as I open myself, Lord, breathe upon me, Holy Spirit. As I hear, may I speak. And Lord, in the simplicity of the words that you will speak to me and through me, I pray every one of us will hear and we will not forget to do any instruction you are about to give us in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. We will bring forth fruit to your glory. We will glorify you through our good works. And as we have declared earlier, we will create solutions. We will solve problems on this earth in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. If we have our Bibles, we've been looking at a theme, See and Become. If you turn to Isaiah chapter 60, which is also where we took that declaration from. And please, if you need that declaration as recorded by one of the children on your phone, on your device, so that you can download it and play, we will be glad to send to you. Personally, I play it every day when I'm going to work, when I'm in the car. At times when I forget to play it, I just click on it, and there I'm just hearing, I arise today and I shine. For the light, what's the next line? I've forgotten. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So today, following that theme from which we trust that the Lord gave us for this month of July, which is See and Become, I'll be speaking to us in pictures today as the Spirit of God will help us. I've got a slide. I want to believe the media team received that slide. Please just give me thumbs up. Good. I will tell you when to bring it up. But you can bring the first slide, the first page that says See and Become. Isaiah chapter 60, I will read from verse 1 to 5. Between verse 1 and verse 5 of Isaiah 60, you will, please look out for the word see. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. Just look out for the word see or seen. All right? Okay, let's go. Arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Verse 3, Isaiah 60, the Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Verse 4 says, lift up your eyes around and see. They all gather together. They shall come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Verse 5, then you shall see and then become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. That verse 5 is where the theme for this month is literally lifted from. See and become. Today, I believe by the Spirit of God, a picture that was painted in my mind of Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 to 31, and how that applies to our lives day to day, is what I want to paint before us, so that we will see what God is saying, so that we can become what God is saying. You see, there's a difference between our present realities, what we are passing through, what we're going through. Some of us might be having a swell time. Some of us might be having the best season of your life. Note that word season, because seasons come and seasons go. One moment you might be having the best of your seasons, and then the next moment something else happens. You know, I was telling my wife this morning that's very interesting. She showed me a message she got this morning. I said, that's very, very, very interesting. On a Sunday morning, glory be to God in the highest, we are not moved by what we see, but we are moved by what God is saying. Please, there is a difference. So you may get something that may just shake you. You might get some good news. You know, I remember, you know, when my very good friend, I won't embarrass him, but I won't call his name, but my friend Dr. Ogeno Maru, did I call his name? No, I didn't. He sent me some text once in a while, you know, once upon a time. I was so happy for him when he sent me the text. But then there was another time he sent me another text. He was sad, I was sad, you know, when he sent me a text that, you know, his dad passed away. I was able to comfort him anyway, because I think your dad passed away after my dad. So those guys are rocking somewhere, you know, together now. They've done their bits. It's left for us. You know, when did your dad pass away? What month? December. My dad passed away in September, and his dad followed in December. Please don't move near us if your dad is still alive. Okay. I remembered what what Kingsley told me. You see, I'm on this WhatsApp group, and we just realized that there was a season. We're all losing our parents. All of us, of course, were in our 50s. You know, we all went to the same secondary school. And it was just like a wave. 1 week, oh, please, so-and-so just lost their mom. Then another week, so-and-so just lost their dad. Then another week, and then another week. So I was discussing with Kingsley. He said, Pastor, remove yourself from that group fast. Remove yourself fast. I said, no, I'm not removing myself. Then my dad and mom were still alive. Then 2020, my mom went. 2021, my dad followed. Well, the reality, most of us on that, not most of us, all of us in that group, we're in our 50s. Our parents are in their 80s. God promised 70. Extra. 80s. So we're in a season where we are now the ones burying our parents. Once upon a time, our own parents were burying their parents. So we're in that season. People, that is life. So what I'm saying, how do we navigate life through the different seasons of life that life throws at us? There is something God said after Noah came out of the ark with his family, after everybody else in the earth has been wiped off. Please, I'm just flowing with the Spirit, so please, the ushers, just run with me. I send them slides, and of course, they understand. What? Sorry? Did I say ushers? Please pray for me. The media team. I send them slides, I send them the scriptures, and then I get here, the scriptures change. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. Do you know what God said? God said, well, this earth remains. Have they displayed it on the screen? Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. I was about to celebrate the media team. Please, immediately they display, just clap. Just give me the cue, then I know it's on the screen. Genesis 8, 22. Let's see how long it will take them. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. We did a Bible study on that, the eight seasons of life. I will recommend going and listen to it. I don't know how many weeks back. Eight seasons of life. It was on a Thursday. That explains the different seasons we must go through in life. We go through these seasons. Listen, it's not every season that you will be harvesting. There's the time to sow seed. It's not every season that is cold. Right now, it's very hot. But I bet you by the time we start heating November, December, you will forget about this season. I promise you. That is life. So how do we navigate through these different seasons? I want to speak to us today about what I title, See Good, Say Good. Please somebody say, see good. Say good. All right, please tell somebody something good about them. Maybe they are good looking like this brother. Good looking, mustache, beard to match. I like your color combination. Please just tell somebody, see good, say good. Especially to your spouse. When last did you appreciate your spouse? My wife went yesterday to do her hair. I was carried away because I was trying to put on the navigating system. She said, oh, you are not saying anything about my hair. See good, say good. And if there's nobody beside you, look for somebody. Just look. See good. And say good. Do you know? We don't usually say the good we see. But do you know how quick we are to talk about the evil, the bad, the ugly? We don't. Very, very quick to see what is bad. And we will say it. Trust me. But when we see good, hardly. This morning, you know, we're coming. I just don't know how, somehow, somewhere we lost track of time and all that. So apologies to all the team that get here. 9 a.m. they come on here, set up. Please, let's celebrate those. They know themselves. God will reward you. 9 a.m. Everything you see here, they are setting up. Yeah, that's part of the internship we'll give those 11-year-olds. They don't know what is coming. We're going to pay them. We're going to pay them. Minimum wage. Just celebrate that. But that's if they are ready to work. So, you know, our first son has been ironing my shirts once in a while. I just bully him. Now you go and iron that shirt. After all, I'm the one that gave birth to you. As if I was the one in labor. Anyway, so he ironed the shirt, and while I was putting on the shirt, I just thought to myself, I've never told this young man how good he irons, at least better than me. So I appreciated him. So I said, come on, Noah, do you know you iron very well? He said, well, it didn't really occur to him, blah, blah, blah. So as I was saying, my wife was saying, yeah, that have you forgotten the story? I said, I can't remember the story, but all I know is anytime he irons my shirt for me, He does it very good, better than I do. Please celebrate my Noah. Hey, we didn't ask you to stand up. Twenty-three-year-old Noah, and he still listens to his father. Please celebrate him. No, that makes me proud. 23 years old. He still listens to me. Yeah. That's why I can write that book, What Fathers Should Teach Their Children. That's my testimony. Himself and his younger brother, Joshua. Just wave your head in the air like you don't care. Yeah. And I told them to write that book. I mean, to read the book and give me a brutally honest feedback, which they both did. So thank you, guys. But what am I saying? He's been doing this for me. I've never, for once, appreciated the good thing he did. So I told him this morning, and I appreciated him and all that. And then he told me the story of how his grandfather, my father, late father, made him iron his clothes the last time they visited. How old were you then? I was just 5 years old, and my grandfather, 9. Oh, okay. Between 8 and 9. My grandfather just gave him his clothes, go and iron. My father, his grandfather. And he has never ironed before. My father just gave him, said he just gave him the clothes and told him to go and iron. And then he went to iron in the spirit. That was the experience. But now, please, somebody say, see good and say good. Yeah. If you start looking out for good, you will find it. Do you know that? But if you keep looking out for faults, oh, come on. The fault is sitting next to you. In good measure, pressed down, shaking together. Marriages, relationships, careers, everything collapses because we don't see the good in them anymore. You don't see the good in a relationship. You don't see the good in your friend. You don't see the good in your job. You don't see the good in your car. You don't see the good in your hairstyle. You don't see the good in your nose anymore. But you are still breathing. See good, say good. All right. Genesis chapter 1. That's where we're going today. And please, I will read Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and 3. And then we will stop on there and then see how it goes. Amen. Please, somebody say, see good. Say good. In the beginning, Genesis chapter 1, God created the heavens and the earth. The media team, are you with me on the New King James Version? Thank you. God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2. What did God see? God saw that the earth was without form, was void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. Believe me, these three things you see here describes the challenges of life we face. There are times in life you feel like you are empty. There are times in life you feel like your life has no shape, no direction. You know, I do professional counseling, coaching, mentoring. And usually the people who come for such, they usually we tell them to describe how they feel or how their life is. And you need to hear the adjectives. And I said, be brutally honest. Say it as it is. You hear things like, I feel like I'm lost. I feel like my life is, I don't have any direction. I'm a bit indecisive. I don't know. I'm in crossroads. I'm this, I'm that. You can, anything anybody says to you, categorize them under these three. They are either formless, their lives is not having shape, directionless, they feel empty, or they're in a dark place. You hear that phrase often. I feel like I'm in a hole. I'm in a dark place. I'm in this dark hole. I can't describe. I'm trying to figure my way out. Listen, I bring you a message from the Lord today. You will see good, and you will become good, and your life will become better. Listen, I saw something today, Dr. Uche. I screamed from the bathroom. I didn't know when I screamed because I went into the bathroom with my iPad and I was reading my Bible. Please don't look at me like that. Where you don't? Do you read your own Bible? I read mine in the toilet. I read it in the bathroom. I just carry it with me. I just find out that, come on, the Word of God is all I have. I'm tired of what people say to me. The words of man changes. But the Word of God lives, the Bible says, and abides forever. So, who should I be listening and spending my time with? Somebody who says A today and tomorrow can change? Or someone who says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, and I read it over and over, 200 years to come is still the same word, steadfast. So I was in the bathroom. I screamed. And my wife said, what? Let me show you what I saw. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6. I hope I gave you that scripture. I am hoping. Okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6. If I didn't give you, just flow with me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Please, it's important that we open the Bible or we look at the screen because we're talking about seeing, see good, say good, see good, say good. No, I think we need to write a rap on that. See good, say good, and be good, and become good. Is that your version, Debbie? Thank you. Please, it's important. I'm going to show us pictures shortly. Verse 6, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Please, let's read together. 1, 2, go. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined into our hearts. Please, I can't hear you. Okay. We're going to read it one more time. Faith comes by hearing, but I realize that the real hearing is seeing. The real hearing is actually what you see. You hear words, but words actually paint pictures in your mind. So you are seeing what you are hearing. Faith comes by what you see. Hebrews 11 verse 1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not. What's evidence? Please, what is evidence? Proof, something you can verify. How do you verify? By seeing. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined into our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Hey, God, who commanded light to shine out of darkness. Excuse me. I've read this scripture for over 3 decades. Do you know what I used to see? I used to see God, who commanded light to shine into darkness. Please, what does that scripture say? Out of darkness is different from. But, Mommy Sissy, I always read that scripture and interpreted it to mean that God commands light to shine into darkness. Please, are you seeing what I'm seeing? Not yet. What does it mean when something shines into something? It's from outside, and then it's going inside. So when it says out of, What does that mean? It's coming. It's already. And then it's shining. That's why I screamed. How come you're not screaming? Did you see yourself screaming? I screamed. What? He commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, which means in the darkness, there's light. There's light. And came, do you know what came to me? Do you know our line of the LADC when we were setting up? The LADC is a community interest company that, you know, created by Love Assembly, that we do all our community projects, Project Isaiah 60 and everything, the Football Academy. Everything we do for the community is under the CIC called the LADC, the Liverpool Ark Discovery Center. That's all. Just joking. www.theladc.co.uk. Please, media team, if you can find out, show it a bit, because there are lots of things going on around us, but we don't see. We don't know. Now, Inkem, do you know the tagline of the LADC again? Discovering the light in you. Discover the light in you. So where's the light? It's already inside you. Excuse me. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1 now. So God is standing on the earth, and the earth is going through what you and I are going through. And please, when you see the earth, please, this is a prophetic application. Where did God form the body of man from? The earth. So when you see the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth, do you know what God is talking about? It's not the sun. It's you. It's me. The glory of the Lord shall be seen. Arise and shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Gross darkness covers the earth. Darkness covers the earth. Gross darkness, the people. But the Lord shall arise. Listen. So look at the earth. So God is standing and seeing you and I going through void, emptiness, and darkness. And then we now see verse 3, Genesis chapter 1. What did God now do when he saw the formlessness without form, the emptiness, and the darkness? What did God do? This is an indication of what you and I must always do, whether your life is without form, whether you feel empty or you are dark. What God did in verse 3. The Bible says, God said, let there be light. And last week, I asked us, where was that light? Where was that light? Where was the light that God sent? The light was already inside of God. That was why he could create it. Okay, let me show you something. And then verse 4. Please, verse 4. Genesis chapter 1. And God saw the light that it was. Where was the light? The light was inside of God, and God could say, let there be light, and the light appeared. God released the light that was in him. He commanded that light to shine out of the darkness, because God, of course, is the Lord of the heaven and the earth. And the earth he created. The Spirit of God was there. but the earth was still experiencing formlessness, emptiness, and darkness. That is the problem. Some people believe there's God, but their lives don't reflect God. Some people, this is why they don't believe there's God. If there's God, why is there a problem on the earth? Why? All these issues, problems, wars, why? The Spirit of God was right there, but there was no change. Which means the Spirit of God, right, can be on this earth and people will still be killing each other. It doesn't mean God is absent. What this means is that some people are not rising and shining the light that is in them. And by some people, I mean you. I mean me. So when I'm faced with challenges, when I'm going through some formlessness, darkness, emptiness, I should remember this. There is light on the inside of me waiting to come out. But this light comes from God. Wait a minute. How did God create man? In whose likeness? In his likeness. In his image. So if God can speak to the light, speak right in the midst of the darkness and command light to come, so can you and I. But then, how do we do these things? Let's go step by step. Please, somebody said, God said, and God saw. That's a Selah moment. God said, and God saw. So what did God say? Let there be light. Do you know what we say? Oh, wow. See how dark it is. Do you know my problem? If only you know what I'm going through, you won't talk to me like that. If only you know how they have treated me, how they abandoned me, how I grew up, there was no father. How we were abandoned. If only you know, if only. No one understands how I feel. That's all we talk about. God said and God saw. Now, do you see why you are, all you are seeing around you is, you keep seeing darkness, emptiness, void, because that's what you are talking about. That's what you keep describing. And whatever you say, like God, you will have. It's such a divine principle. If you keep talking about the formlessness, it will keep becoming like amoeba. Sorry, that's my biology, I remember now. Amoeba, they say it has no shape. It's a, what is this? Something zim. Why are you looking away from me? How did you get your certificate? Something that has no shape. It's amoeba. If that is all you keep talking about, how empty I am. If only you know. In fact, they've told me. When I was in school, they called me empty head. When I was in school, they called me coconut head. Your child brings report home and they describe your child for you. And then you too, you grab the child. You are a disgrace. Look at your head. Look at your mouth. Is this why I sent you to school? Da, 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 da. And all you do is to keep describing the report to the child. And then you want magic overnight. It ain't gonna happen. Because what you say, you will see. Kenny, when I learned that principle and I looked at my life, I saw all the things I'd become in life because what has been said to me that I kept focusing on. What changed, people? Do you know what changed? what changed for my life was God said. So I started looking for what God has said, and I started saying it about myself, and I began to see my life changing. Please, Noah, I told you to text something to me this morning. Do you remember? Yeah, what is it? You want to check your phone? I told him to text to me. I just received this line by the Spirit of God. And I said, please, Noah, please text it to me. We're driving to church. Yeah, what's the first one? You can see, but becoming is a process. So if you see the word of God that says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made, for you to become it, it takes a process. It's the process I want to show us now from Genesis chapter 1 in pictures. Let's go quickly. Please bring the first picture up. See good, say good. The first slide. Just the one with the woman. There's a woman trying to draw something or write something. Is that on the screen? Okay. Now, this building we are all in right now, do you know that somebody saw it before it was built? How did they see it? By scribbling it. The first process was, wow, I can see this room. I can see a door there. I can see windows in a nice shape. I can see the lights. I can see the walls. I can see a straight wall. And then they begin to draw it. So that's the first process of becoming. You see it first, but becoming is a process. Now, it is the becoming. What's the next text? The next line. The process of becoming is usually when and where people get discouraged. I've seen it. I've seen my great future. But then, the process of now you becoming it, because you are not becoming it overnight, you get discouraged. It doesn't mean you didn't see it. Imagine that woman. Please, who told you to run my slide? Stay on that slide. I just commended you, media team. No, I see good in you, in the name of Jesus. See now, see, I'm guilty of what I'm preaching now. That's what I saw. I saw the mistake they made. You guys are wonderful. Please celebrate those wonderful people at the back. I'm not saying it so that you feel good. I'm saying it because you are good. All right. So imagine she saw and she started designing it, putting it on paper. And then tomorrow, she looks at the paper again. Yeah, I see this thing. Yeah, I see it. But I'm not it. And then she takes the paper. I think this is a waste of time. She tears it. Will this building exist? It won't. So becoming is a process. So the next process is she submits the drawing, right? Now, I've got a background in building construction, building engineering, and I did some architecture. So I'm painting pictures. So she submits the drawing, the plan. She may not even necessarily have to be an architect. That's a beautiful thing. But she goes to an architect and describes what she saw. The architect sits down and puts some funny lines. How many of us here can interpret an architectural drawing? If you see one, you can interpret it. Anybody in the house? Okay? Only two? Can you see the minority? So, if you see an architectural drawing, what is this? Just lines? What's all this? Doesn't make sense. I gave you a picture of what I want to see, and you are just showing me lines that's crossing each other and putting holes here and putting something that goes like that. See, there's the drawing of a door. If you see it in an architectural drawing, you wonder, what is this? It looks more like a, what's that then? An arc. How did you know? You didn't put your hand up before. But you have an understanding of that. Interpretation. But if you look at it, then you can get discouraged again that I told you what I saw, you are showing me lines. What rubbish. And then you get discouraged. And you can abort what you saw before becoming it. Okay? Next thing. The architect sends the building to either a structural engineer, if the building has different floors, many floors, which I'll show you shortly. The structural engineer will look at the architectural drawing and look at it structurally, how the building can stand. What's the strength of the column? What's in layman's language you call pillar? The column, the beams, and then he goes in and does calculation. Okay, I need to make this thickness to carry this height. I need to make this length to carry this height. We need to mix the right cement, sand, water ratio. And then after he does that, they take it to a surveyor, building surveyor, who will do what is known as a quantity, bill of quantities. See, I've lost all of you now. The way you are looking at me. And that guy will look at the whole drawing and calculate it to the tiniest bit of rock, sand you will need for that building. He will tell you you need this number, that number of steel rods, that number of water, that number of gravel, that number of sand, that number of cement in the right ratio. When you see the bill of quantities, it's usually very thick. If you saw that again, this is not what I saw. I saw a building. You are giving me paper. You get discouraged. Please, somebody say, seeing, you can see, but becoming is a process. All right, let's go to Genesis chapter 1 before I take you out of too much of familiar ground. Have you wondered that God did not talk about how empty the earth was, how void, how darkness was there, and begin to hold a pity party? But God said, let there be. Do you know why God could say, let there be light? Because he has seen the light in the midst of the darkness. Can you see the light out of your dark place? Do you know there is hope? Have you heard the statement? Once there is life. I gave us one 3-4 weeks ago. If there is a problem, there is a solution. Don't ever forget that. And the promotion you will get is from the problems you solve. Some of us are praying for promotion, and you are not getting it. Excuse me, ask yourself, how many problems are you solving? You solve a problem, you get promoted. I create solutions and I solve problems on the earth. People come to my light and they bring gold and silver unto me. That's what we have been declaring daily. Now let's start becoming it. Next time you see a problem, sir, don't call your wife or call mommy. Because in the midst of that problem, if you look properly and you seek, you will find a solution. You will find a solution. It's inside the problem. The solution, please, somebody says, the solution is inside the problem. The light is inside the darkness, waiting for you to command it to come. Next time you run into problems, don't run away from problems. If you sit down, God will make a way. Do you know temptation? Do you know what the Bible says about temptation? That when temptation comes, with the same temptation, God will make a way. So when temptation usually comes, it comes with the way out. Temptation and the way out of temptation come together. Case in point, Joseph and Mrs. Potiphar. They were left at home. The woman cornered him. Temptation, Mrs. Potiphar. What was the way out? The guy fled for his life. The Bible says flee from all appearance of evil. I don't know why you are trying to be macho and cast the evil out. Run! There's a time to. Don't pray. Flee. I remember, one of our pastor's mentors in those days when I didn't know much. I was still learning to be a pastor. So he said one day, a church member just called him in emergency, please. That she's dying. Because I'm not being funny. I'm not being sexist. This is a true story. So I'm not trying to be funny. Because it can happen to both male and female. Male and female created he them. So temptation can. Temptation is not gender specific. But this time, this was the case. Oh, that she's dying. She's this, that. Sent for the pastor. So she went. So he went to the woman to pray. To raise her from whatever infirmity she's going through. So he immediately entered the house. Of course, the woman was there dying, and then nobody was in the house. He too entered as a man of God with anointing and power. And he says, the woman was there and all that. So he went into the room where she was and was praying. So all of a sudden, the woman just jumped up. Are there children here? Okay. She jumped up and there was nothing. When she was under the sheets, she was covered, not with the blood of Jesus, but with the duvet. When the sheets removed, we found out that naked I came out, came from my mother's womb. Naked I will return. I'm speaking parables. She was not, there was nothing. And the woman said, Pastor, I have been admiring you all this while. You preach very well. This is my own way of rewarding you. I'm happy you are laughing because you can see good in what I'm saying. So, he said, ah! And you know those kind of temptations? If you talk, Pastor, I will scream. That you came here to force me. And of course, people too will ask, Pastor, what were you doing in the room alone with a woman? You know the world we live in? They will believe the woman. Forget it. We are always looking for bad news. How a man of God fell. How one did this. How one. We are always looking for. That's why we always see bad. Because that's what we are looking for. They won't talk about the men of God who are standing. So he said, ah! Say, scream! And he began to beg. Beg. Says he was begging. In the name of Jesus. I'm begging you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He said he saw where the door was. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hey! He ran in the name of Jesus. Okay, let's go back to the Bible. That wasn't a Bible story, was it? You don't like that one. Okay, go back to the Bible. So God didn't focus on the darkness. God said, let there be light. Where was the light? It was in God. In the midst of every darkness, there is light. Where there is a problem, there's a solution. Now, look at this. God said, let there be light, verse 3. And there was light, and God saw the light that it was. God saw the light that it was. Okay. Say good and see good. God said it and God saw it. I noticed. I don't want to bore you, but go and read Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 to 31. God never said anything bad about the earth. Okay. Verse 1. God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw the light, that was good. God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So evening and the morning were the first day. Then God said, let there be firmament in the midst of the waters. Let it divide the waters from the waters. Thus God made the firmament, divided the waters which were under the heaven and waters which are above the heaven. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. Then God said, let the waters, verse 9, under the heavens be gathered to one another, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth. Gathered together of the waters is called seas. And God saw that it was good. Everything God said about the earth in verse that was formless, that was empty and dark, God never said anything bad about it. When God created man, when you look at finally, he said, and God saw that it was very good. So why do you keep on saying bad things about yourself? Are we saying bad things don't happen? Are we saying live in denial? No. Verse 2, the earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. God did not say, in Jesus' name, the earth is not formless. The earth is not empty. The earth is not dark. God never said that. Faith is not you denying a fact. That's not faith. Faith is you see a fact, but you speak the truth to the fact. I'm feeling symptoms of sickness and all that. I don't say in Jesus' name I'm not sick. In the name of Jesus, you have headache. But in the name of Jesus, headache, by the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. Headache, go in Jesus' name. That's how to speak and command darkness out of light. Sorry, light out of darkness. You know, we've messed up this teaching on faith where we live in denial. You're having issues with somebody. You're having problems in your marriage. Don't live in denial. Acknowledge it. I studied Jesus. He saw a leprous man. He didn't say in Jesus' name, you are not leprous. The first miracle he performed, Cana of Galilee, water, wine had finished. He didn't say, no. No, you people, you don't have faith. That's why your wine finished. Do you know that's how we talk? We don't help nobody by telling them they don't have faith. If you have faith, then show them how to have it too. That's what we're talking about now. Ten men were leprous. They were crying to Jesus, have mercy. He stopped and he told them. He didn't say, you are not leprous. Who told you you are leprous? Don't acknowledge it. No. He said, go and show yourselves to the priests. The Bible said as they were healed. You can see, but becoming is a process. As they went was the process that began the healing process. Why didn't God, faith, thank God your name is Faith. Have you ever asked, why didn't God, as powerful as he was, solve the problem of the earth in one day? Could he not have done it on day one, if it was that powerful? But God took us through a six-day process. Please, somebody say, you can see, but becoming is a process. Don't be frustrated because of the process. All right, let me round up with the pictures. So the bill of quantities is what I lost you there, so I had to get back to the Bible. So let's go back to the slide. So after you've submitted the architectural drawing, the architect draws it, the structural engineer tells you how the structures will stand, the bill of this quantity surveyor will now tell you, you know, what and what and what and what you need to build. Then you now go and look for, well, we call them in local parlance, like developers or building contractors. You give them the architectural plan, you give them the structural design, and you give them the bill of quantities. And guess what? They take all this and take it to the land where you want to build. Usually this is what the land looks like. Next slide. No. Not that next slide. When I say next slide, the one after the drawing. That one. Yes, that one. Can you see it? Can you feel it? The King of Glory is here. I can see it. I can feel it. Glory is here. But what can you see? Please describe what you can see. Rubbish. Just summarize. Please, one word. I need one word from different people. What can you see? Empty. Yeah? Sorry? Formlessness. Okay? What can you see? No, don't give me holy words. Use the words you can use. Please, people online, type it. And please, whatever you see people type online, what can you see? Please, I want to echo what you say. Empty, yeah? Jaga. So, disorganized, one word. Scattered, yes, from this side. What can you see? Disorganized. Can't see anything. Some people can't even see anything. What's that? At this point, so the building developer goes to the site and starts digging, clearing the site. And when you go to the site, this is not what I saw. And then you get discouraged. And then you sack everybody who's trying to help you build your life. I see that often, Dr. Uche. See it often. People just get impatient. Do you know patience is a fruit of the Spirit? Tomorrow when we're playing football and you catch my shots, your husband plays in goal once in a while. And there was a day he frustrated me. He didn't let me score. But I was patiently waiting for him. I just saw that I just moved there and scored. I exercised the fruit of the Spirit. But some of us give up so early. It's taking too long. Do you know the higher you want to go in construction, the deeper you have to dig the foundation, and it takes longer. So when you see something is, this delay seems to be taking too long, listen. If only God can open your eyes to see the height he's taking you to. So you see that? Rubbish. Don't look at the building in the background, because that's usually what we do. You come to your own site and you look around and you see the building in the background. That one is finished. And then you are comparing your rubbish site to that building at the back. Guess what? Listen, if you keep looking around, you will be depressed. The Bible says it is fools, I'm paraphrasing, who compare themselves among themselves. Were you born the same day? Do you have the same fingerprints? All my mates have married now. All my mates have had children now. All my mates are professors now. Who told you you have to be a professor? Do you know being a Christian is a profession of our faith? So be a professor of the Word of God. Do you know how many professors? They are professors in book, in life. They are failures. They can't tackle real life issues. They can't hold down a family. They can't put them anywhere. They will just give you theory. According to this theory, according to that theory. In real life issues, children are left home, scattered. They can't hold a home. Sad story of someone I know. Legal luminary. What's that word? Man died without a will. You know what lawyers tell us? Real, I'm talking of Queen's Counsel. And if you're from Nigeria, where I come from, a son. Do you know what they will tell you? Write a will when you are around this age. You should have a will. This man died without a will. Mind you, he raised children. One wife, 4 children. All of the children were educated. well-educated. I'm talking of well. In fact, one of them too is a son. Man died without a will. The first thing lawyers will tell you is you and I should do what? Write a will. Guess what? Years is died now. The children, four of them, from the same womb, are still fighting over the man's property. Can you see it? I can feel it. The King of Glory is here. See what people are saying. If you keep comparing your life, you don't know their story. You don't. The man's properties are scattered all over the place. Is there a lien? Is there any lawyer in the house? Where you put something on the buildings that nobody can touch it because there's a legal dispute. Rats and roaches and everything, rodents are living in all those properties now because the children will not agree. Don't compare. Please, that's all. Don't compare yourself to any professor. If you have PhD, you have PhD now. I don't have PhD. And I say, lucky has PhD. I'm his pastor. How can he have PhD? I don't have PhD. And then I go to school and then I fail. And I'm frustrated. PhD in, I just love that, what you studied your PhD. What's it now? Nuclear something. Network security. If you want to secure your network, bless you. Anyway, quickly, I need to round up now. All right, so the building starts like that, rubbish. See the next thing that happens? Your patient, the process of becoming. Next slide, please. Then you are wondering, they bring wood, they bring this, they've done like, you know, you can't see very well, but they've done what is known like a local balance, like a decking. They've done the first floor. But then you are seeing all those spikes, all those reinforcement rods. You see some columns still half filled. You are still going up. If you keep looking at that, you'll be frustrated. But patiently, next picture. You're patient and you're becoming. And then the next picture, yes. Is it looking like it? Getting there. And then some people, when they're almost getting there, they're frustrated. It's taking too long. Then you're patient. See all those guys with also reflective vests. You're wondering, what are they doing? What are you doing all this while? I come every day, you put on a helmet. What's this? It's not what I saw. But excuse me. Hold on to what you see. You are becoming it gradually. Don't lose sight of it. Let's go. This is Genesis chapter 1, verse 30, from verse 1 to 31. Playing before your eyes. First day, light. Separate light from darkness. Second day, separate the waters above, below. Third day, let the dry land appear. God took time. But we just want, because we have instant burger, instant chocolate, instant this, instant that. You see, this is our generation of children we're raising. We must teach them that life is a process. Just go on iPad, boom, 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 bam. The child can't even talk, but the child knows how to Google. See the things they search there, you'll be wondering where they got it from. How did they know? They can operate it. When some of us were like them, there was even no computer. All right, it's looking like it. Let's go quickly. I want to round up now. Please, I just want you to just see the picture. Next slide. Thank you, Lord. Can you see it? I can see it. The King of Glory is here. Is it looking like it? I can see it. King of Glory is here. What was the first thing we saw? Rubbish. Can you see rubbish taking shape? All right, let's go. Next slide. King of Glory is here. Is it looking like it? I can see it. I can feel it. King of Glory is here. Complete picture? Not yet. Listen, some of us are at different stages of this picture. But hold on to what God is showing you. How do I see what God is showing me? God said. just hold on to God said. God said, I am not seeing what God said. Hold on until you see what God said. See good, say good, and you will see it. Say what God said, and you will see what God said. Next, King of Glory is here. Come on, celebrate somebody. Where's this King of Glory? Listen, he lives on the inside of you. Let's pray. I don't know at what stage of the building you are. I'm stepping out of the way. Please pray. If you don't like what you're seeing about your marriage, if you don't like what you're seeing about your business, if you don't like what you're seeing about your children, if you don't like what you're seeing about your career, if you don't like what you are seeing, let the word of God change that picture. We, having the same spirit of faith, we believe, therefore we speak. Oh, Holy Spirit, help us to see. Help us to see what you are saying. Habakkuk, I will stand upon my watch. I will wait to see what you will say. We are impatient for God to show us, but we stay and keep looking at what we are seeing currently. Stop talking about what you are seeing. Don't live in denial. We're not saying live in denial, but excuse me. The word of God, the word of God. You will see the word of God came to Abraham, and the word of God came to Sarah, and the word of God came. Put your name there. The word of God has come to you today. And if you're watching online or you're here, you don't know the Lord, the word of the Lord has come to you. Say, Lord, I want to know you. I want to know you. I want to know you. I want to see you. Help me. Pray, pray. Just pray. You say, how do I pray? Just say it as it is. You don't need any spiritual language to express your heart and what you are seeing and what you want to see. Lord, I don't like this picture I'm seeing. Just talk to him. Talk. If there's anyone who's in here or you're watching online, you have any symptom of sickness, in the name of Jesus, you are healed and cleansed by this word you've heard today. By the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. Start seeing yourself healed. Start seeing yourself healed. How do I see it? Just read it. Whatever God says, that is what you see. I am fearfully, I am wonderfully made. Yes, the doctors have given me this report. But what is the report of the Lord?